ready?
No, I got it.
You know what? People like realness. They can speak through when anybody is not being themselves.
Use your platform wisely, because it's going to be a reflection of who you are and those around you.
It's unapologetic. I can only speak from my own experience. I can't speak from anybody else's.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show.
They're going to remember how you came in and how you left. And a lot of times that applies to regular life and business.
The Unconcealed Talk Show.
From a real life perspective. And it won't just be you. And either people won't like it or they won't. And even the people that don't like it are still going to check it out. Because I'm telling you, after people that follow me, they don't really like my ass. But that's okay. Keep talking with me. You know.
I'm right here.
You're listening to one of New York's top syndicated shows, The Unconcealed Talk Show, featuring Mr. Nance and Diamond D.
Woo! Welcome to The Unconcealed Talk Show. Yours truly, Mr. Nance, and the one and only Mr. Diamond D. And we can end this show off hard. Salute. And of course, to the one and only DMX, as we bring it in, this show right here, yours truly, Mr. Nas. I'm going to hold it down for you. Our lovely Ms. Diamond D's taking a little sabbatical, but we're going to keep this show going on. Woo! Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Unconcealed Talk Show. Let's get it. Again, we want to welcome everybody to the Unconcealed Talk Show, yours truly, Mr. Nas, and this is what we're doing right about now. You know, I'm about to kick this off. Roll dope. Feeling inspired right about now. But again, I want to thank everybody that followed us. Big salute, of course, to Diamond D. Like, you know, we couldn't do a lot of things without it, but, you know, at the end of the day, we all, you know, do what we have to do for our peace of mind, our sanity, our progression. So I want to salute her. Now, a little unconcealed business I'm going to share with, you know, our listeners. You know, everybody has their own respective motivations, their own general desires or willingness to do something. And that's okay. Everybody has to take their path and do what they need to do to move their life and however they feel comfortable. It should never be unapologetic about it. You should have to apologize for nothing.
Yes!
And what you want to do for yourself. If you have to shift your priorities to give you peace, then you do what you have to do, period. Nobody needs no explanation. Nobody needs to judge you. And if you are judging, tell them to kiss your ass. Real talk.
Yeah!
But, you know, it's just thinking about it. The stress of maintaining motivation is stress alone. When you're trying to be motivated and you have passions about things that you want to do, actions you want to take out, you have to find your sense of peace first. And you have to find what means happiness to you, what gives you that happiness. And at the end of the day, if you have to shift your priorities to make sure you have a peace of mind, what motivates you, it's okay. It's who you are. At the end of the day, you got to start putting yourself first, be stingy about your life, you know. We'll talk more about that, you know. So again, you know, I salute Diamond D. You know, she has to handle her business, you know, and we support her. It's nothing but love, and that's what we're doing here on the Unconcealed Talk Show. So again, I salute Diamond D. You know, things move around, but we're going to keep the show going, and Diamond D is always a part of the Unconcealed Talk Show. So with that being said, we're going to shift on over to next move of what we're doing here at the Unconcealed Talk Show. I want a big shout out and salute to Simone Higgabon of Rebirth PR Media. She's the CEO, ladies and gentlemen. Strong black woman out of Baton Rouge area. And we partnered up with Shadow Worlds and Rebirth. You know, we have locations over now in Louisiana. And Rebirth is also kicking it strong here in the New York, New Jersey metro region. So we're happy and honored to be a part of that. You know, it was Simone. She's instrumental in making sure the Unconcealed Talk Show has now become one of Baton Rouge area's you know, top syndicated podcast show. So we want to say thank you for her for that, you know. You know, we're really very appreciative at that. We're making some strong moves with the other shows that we're co-producing together. And, you know, that's what we're doing. Yeah. But furthermore, you know, I want to also say that she's, you know, we have our talks, you know, behind the scenes about business. She says, you know, we have listenership in Europe. So I want to salute to Europe that's, you know, listening to us and following us, you know. So people don't understand this podcasting thing. You know, people, it's a way of connecting, not just in a local market, but more in a global market. And that's what we're trying to do here at the Unconcealed Talk Show. And just coming from life from a different perspective and talking unapologetically about it. So, again, we want to say thank you. We appreciate it. But at the end of the day, you know, we got, you know, our numbers are good. But can it be better? Absolutely. And I'm going to make sure this show moves forward. And I am just happy and honored that I'm ready to do this with you guys. So, again, thank you for listening, followers, and supporters. Now, with that being said, we're going to be doing something here. We're going to expand the brand to something that is going to be phenomenal. And I'm excited about it. I'm ready to jump this off. And I want to make sure our listeners are part of this journey. Without no further ado, now introducing the extended version, another part of the Unconcealed Talk Show. We're bringing to you the Unconcealed Live, hosted by yours truly, Mr. Naz. We're going to be doing some on-site locations, some video empowerment, some video inspirations. We're going to be talking to some people that's about the community, those who's making moves, video style. We're going to have it on YouTube. We're going to have it on Instagram. You know, for some of the people that's still on Facebook, we're going to do the Facebook. But, you know, it's about sharing our experiences and our testimony. That's Unconcealed Live. And we hope that you are part of this journey. And I'm just proud to be part of it. I'm proud to host it. I'm just honored. And of course, check us out. That's what we'll be doing here at Unconcealed Talk Show and Unconcealed Live. Welcome. So listen up. Pay attention. Be on the lookout, because Unconcealed Live is official and we're gonna be dropping this thing.
Let's get ready to
thank you. Yeah. So if you don't mind, let me chop it up with some of you guys right now. Real talk. This year and last year, we've had a lot of things going down. You know, this COVID-19 has been a monster. It's affected lives. It's affected relationships. It's affected family, friends, jobs. It's just a different way of living we've had to encounter. And I got to bring this up. I don't want to go too deep in it, but I got to bring this up. I mean, the COVID-19 vaccinations, I'm hearing some people got some, their own respective thoughts on it, fears, anxiety, conspiracy theory, it's made by the government to take you out. Let me tell you something, people. At the end of the day, you got to fact check information.
Yeah!
Now, also understand the source that you're getting your facts from. For those who's educated, those who has an investigative or analytical mind, investigate. Yeah, you may get some people to give out some false information, but always look at the source, look at the credibility of the source, and back up that source that you're investigating as being credible. And it's okay. Get more than one opinion. You know, whether you're left wing, whether you're right wing. Follow through, fact check. Always, always, people, look at the credibility of the people giving information. Always look at that. Look at how the information is supported by peers, supported by other information professionals, not people speculating based off of fear.
Now, life, real life.
People report. Now, you know, I checked this out. You know, I did my research, and this, you know, me and Diamond will chop it about that, about researching and educating on people. You know, I had the opportunity to read through a report through Newsweek with fact checks and from scientists and data from the CDC vaccine adverse event reporting system. There are reports of hundreds of people, they actually have died after getting the COVID vaccination. However, the reports does not support that the vaccinations was the cause of the death. So again, people, just because someone has got a vaccination shot and they died maybe after that, does not necessarily mean it's the cause. Again, no, you know, fact check and no information. Get information. Don't just assume or tie in the fact that this person died because of the vaccination. If you don't know all the information, you don't know all the facts and the evidence, you can't substantiate and tie that in together. So people, let's grow up at the end of the day. You gotta do some digging, some fact checking. You know, it is, however, for me personally, there is fact that COVID-19 has actually killed people. Close friends, family, loved ones, people that you may have heard from or been around. That is a fact. It is a fact that a lot of these people died in hospitals alone. It is a fact that a lot of people have been affected, the families, from the COVID-19 pandemic, with losing loved ones, husbands, wives, girlfriends, boyfriends, children. Yeah, I said it, children. So before you get into your conspiracy theories, draw your own conclusion on, you know, why you shouldn't do it, do the research. Talk to your doctor, which you should be doing any damn way. Talk to your doctor. Talk to your medical specialist, people that's trained in it. Again, it goes back to what I just said. Getting information from credible sources that have credible information that will help you, especially your doctor. Who's going to know you better than your doctor? You know, and if you're not going to the doctor, then shame on you. You can't complain about something that's happened in your life if you never took the time to tune up yourself. That's like with a car. You can't drive a damn car without, you know, doing some maintenance work to it. Same way you want to get in shape. You can't wish it to happen. You can't wish things to happen to you. However, you got to put work in. You got to work out. You know, if you want to be healthy, you got to put healthy stuff in you. If you want to educate your mind, become a stronger mind, you got to educate your mind. Everything's a part of the fact checking and getting information and evidence. You have to do that, people. So, yeah, talk to your doctors. Talk to your doctors. Ask about things and options for you. Is the vaccination helpful to you? Ask about the side effects. You know, go through all that. This is you. So at the end of the day, people, you're going to have to fact check information. Talk to your doctor. Talk to people that's credible in your life so you can draw an honest conclusion in what you want to do. So, you know, that's my little tidbit. And, you know, just kind of bring people up to speed.
Woo!
Now, today's topic, nice versus kind.
What?
Okay. Of course, I got some people saying, hey, look, you know, it's the same word. It's the same. It gives off the same energy. Nah. Let's explore that.
Really, nigga?
And I'm going to tell you why we explore nice versus kind. All right. Nice is defined from the Oxford language as pleasant, agreeable, and satisfactory. However, people, there is an original meaning to the word nice. and in fact, dictionary.com and Merriam-Webster dictionary has the word nice is originally from a Latin word as a negative term, meaning ignorance. And it was also reported that the word was borrowed originally from the French meaning silly or foolish. Let's go on. The word kind is defined from the dictionary of good or benevolent nature or disposition. The word kind originally came from the Old English era, which meant friendly, well-disposed, tender. All right, I gave you two meanings. It may sound the same, but also gave you some negatives to the word nice. Doesn't that bring a new light, a new attention to the term, nice guys finish last? Or have any of you heard this? Check this out. If you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
We'll talk. Let me break down nice again for you guys. Let's go a little more deeper. Again, in order to expound on the topic, we got to do our research. We got to dig into the root and the foundation of it. The Bible actually references the word kind several times throughout its documents and literature. Galatians chapter 6, 9 to 10. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. There it is. Also, for my Muslim brothers and sisters, in the Quran, Allah is the most merciful and kind. Therefore, He is also teaches His people to be compassionate, forgiving, and loving. The word nice is not even in either, however you want to say it, biblical references. It does not shine a light to being positive. Now,
can you dig it?
I did have to give respect because I grew up in an environment, you know, with a family with Christians, Muslims, and Catholics. You know, I've been honored to learn about various religions and spirituality. So that's why I reference both religions, because at the end of the day, we all have to answer to one God. You know, of course, God has different names, but He's still one God. We have to recognize that. Now, getting back to the topic, nice versus kind. You know, a lot of times when people, you, me, we be nice to people. You ever heard, don't take, you know, my kindness for weakness? You know, being too nice, you know, to finish last. Being nice allows you or puts you in a position to be taken advantage of. Being nice, people take advantage of that. Let's understand that. And maybe, the French was right, being foolish. And when being nice, you're looking to always look to people to have acceptance of you and what you do. And then what people do in just human nature, they want to take advantage of that. That goes from family, that goes to friends, that goes to associates. So nice is a terminology that you really need to think twice about. Now, being kind is an action. Being kind gives a form of reverence and benevolence, excuse me if I'm saying it correct, about what you're doing in action. You could be kind to someone and helping someone. However, being nice is letting your guard down. You could be kind and still maintain leadership and authority in your life and those around you. Being nice is that you're looking for some type of acceptance through your actions. I'm going to say this again. I see people, well, I'm a nice person. Okay, pat yourself on the back. Good damn job. However, a kind person understands the moment and will do things to help an individual. It's not that they're looking for acceptance, they're doing it because it's a part of who they are. It's referenced in the Bible of being kind to our neighbors, being kind to people. It doesn't say be a fool and being nice. There's just nothing in there about it. There's nothing in there. And this, it goes with life in general. You know, when you're doing business and you're interacting with, you know, I'm looking out for my man, or I'm looking out for this
Help
person,
me.
I'm looking out for that person.
Help me!
You're being nice. When maybe you need to change your vision and change your mindset to maybe just being kind. Offer an opportunity. Let's try that. You're doing business with someone. You offer them an opportunity to work with you, or you work under them, or you do maybe a project together, or maybe a function together for my DJs and artists out there. You offer them a kind gesture. If they do not take you up on that kind gesture, that's fine. Go on. You have nothing to prove to no damn body. Let me tell you again, you have nothing to prove to nobody. When you offering kind gestures, it doesn't make you a weak person. It just makes you a person that, hey, listen, you know what, I'm offering you some kind. You know, whether you do something with me or you don't, it's no skin off my back, whatever. It is what it is. Let it ride and fly, damn it.
Yes, sir.
But being nice, people have a tendency to expect you to always be in that zone. So what happens is when you're too nice, people take advantage of you. People have it because you've already put yourself in that realm. You put yourself in that zone and talking about, well, this is who I'm going to be. I'm a nice person because you're looking for a pat on the damn back. I said it earlier. Being nice is not necessarily something that's going to validate you as an individual. However, being kind is an action of authority. It's an action that you're aware of the situation. Your actions of being aware of your surroundings in that moment.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't make you a mean person to say no. It doesn't make you a mean person. It doesn't make you a weak person. When you do something for somebody, you do it because you want to do it. You don't do it out of obligation. Now, let's make no mistake. We've all made mistakes. I have made my share of mistakes, whereas I did not understand the meaning. This is what I need to do, be nice, because, you know, maybe I'll get more if I'm just a nice person. But I'm putting up a fake facade. I'm acting fraudulent.
What?
I'm bamboozling my own damn self. So I'm talking to Naz. I'm like, yo, what you doing? That's not what life is about. You know, that's not what you do. And then sometimes, you know, I believe being transparent.
Yeah.
As a parent, you are not, it's, don't look for pats on the back. I'm a nice parent. I'm doing what nice parents do, making my friends, ha ha, kiki. No, you're being kind and doing what you're supposed to do. Make no mistake about that, parents. You know, when you're being too nice to your children, they're going to take advantage of you. Yeah, they're going to do that. However, if you can explain to them and express, hey, look, I don't have to do it. I do it because I want to. I do it because I love you. I do it because it's a part of my responsibility. That's called a kindness action. That's where we get it twisted. And I had to learn. And it took some time for me to learn. I'm not saying I'm perfect because I don't have all the damn answers. But I do come from a perspective of being honest and real. And then maybe my experiences and hopefully your experience, you can relate to some of this. Because at the end of the day, people, you know, when you're raising your family, there's no book in it. There's no book in, you know, how we deal with our children. But however, it's about learning. It's about teaching. It's about ongoing. How can we develop? How can we take our stuff to the next level? And that's a part of what we got to do. I mean, that's just real talk. You know, so
say again, say
from the family perspective, oh, nice versus kind, we got to look at it that nice with our kids and nice with family, it may sound good. It may sound pretty, but if you really look at it, it's more about the kind gestures that you do with one another. Kindness brings love. Kindness brings compassion. And if you can do that with your children, your husband, your wife, your moms, your dad, and the rest of your family, that's who you are. If they don't want to do it, tell them kick rocks. That's just real talk. If they don't want to do it, you don't hold them. That's their shit. They gotta hold on.
Say again. Say something.
It's not your burden to carry. When somebody else is looking for you to remain nice, because they got it twisted. My actions, your actions of kindness, is support by love. That's who you are. That's what you should be. So I'm hoping that you understand, because, you know, I really wanted to hit on this topic. I really wanted to go deep on it. And I wanted to express and kind of dig into the history of it and get into some heads so we can understand where we at right now. Nice and kind.
Now,
we talked about family. Being nice in business will not get you nowhere. It will not succeed. Kind gestures, being kind in business. You're kind, you know, as far as being on time and going to work, being kind to your clients, it's all part of business. Being nice, being nice. This is business. Because being nice, if you're being nice, you're shooting discounts, you're not getting paid, your business suffers. Being nice, giving people jobs that shouldn't have jobs or just too damn lazy, who F's it up for themselves, ain't gonna succeed for them or you, because your reputation's on the line, because you try to help out your homeboy, homegirl, whatever. However, being kind, you can direct them, say, look, no, you can go this way, you know, how about this, you know, try that. Now, they don't want to take that. Oh, come on, look me out. Oh, man, tell them kick rocks again. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, dang. How many ladies have you reached out to plenty that you know that's expecting handouts all the time, expect you to walk them hand by hand to the damn job, but they ask one to lay in the bed and try to look for a job by, oh, you should look. Nah, brother. Get your lazy ass up. Go look for a job. Go do that. Now, I'm saying it in that fashion because I'm actually still being kind. Because I'm taking the time to tell this individual, whether it's your kids, your adult kids, whether it's your friend of yours, whether it's a family member, sometimes that tough love, it hurts. But at the end of the day, you telling someone, giving them words of advice based off your experience, words of advice, it's actually a kind action. It's not deemed as mean. Think about it. Being nice, you can't give nice advice. You can give kind and constructive advice to someone. If that person chooses not to take it, let it ride and fly, kick back, whatever. That's what you do. But in business, you got to understand it. You know, nice will not have your business succeed. Nice will not have you succeed in promotions. Being nice, helping maybe a colleague or somebody out. You're being kind in helping them. Again, being nice to fellow coworkers who's expecting you to do their work will not get you to damn nowhere, because they're going to take advantage of you, because they're going to expect to always run over your ass.
Woo!
However, being kind is a choice you have. And it's okay to let somebody know, hey, listen, you know, I'll help you out this one time because I want to, but, you know, give them advice, add the other part to it, you know, but this is what you need to do. Because you have to, when being kind, you got to give both sides. You can say, you know, tell someone, look, I got you. I'm going to do this for you one time, but I need you to take care of this other business because I won't be around. It's not saying that you're being mean. It's just the fact that you're saying, hey, listen, I'm going to help you because, this is what I want to do. You know, for those just tuning in, welcome to the Uncle Seal Talk Show and the new Uncle Seal Live Show. Yours truly, Mr. Naz, and of course, Dom D. She'll return. She's handling some business, but she'll return. But we're going to keep this show going. You know, today's topic is definitely about nice versus kind. And, you know, as I get to the part where we start to wrap up the topic, you know, I want people to really think about the topic again. From, like I told you earlier, the earlier meaning for nice was originally really not that complimentary to anyone. It actually deemed the word nice as arrogant, ignorant, and the French, silly or foolish.
Say it again. Say something else. Oh!
So that goes back into that topic, that little saying, nice guys finish last. If you have nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. However, I will have kind words. And those kind words are supported biblically. Those kind words and actions are supported biblically and spiritually.
Yes, sir.
Nice is not. I need y'all to think about that. You in a relationship with someone. If your spouse keeps saying, I did this nice for you, or you did this nice for me. Okay. Think about it. You're looking for validation. You shouldn't have to look for validation in a relationship. Your kind actions and words should sustain your relationship. It should help build the friendship of your relationship, the kindness, the love. It's natural. It's not forced. It's not a checklist. It's a part of what you're doing. So stop looking for validation and being nice in a relationship. Look for kindness. Look for actions. Look for a support of kindness to give that person. And if that person, if you're with somebody who's not kind to you, you need to leave their ass alone, period.
Then you fire.
Stop making excuses.
Me? Yeah,
stop,
you.
You know, when you get mad at your damn self. You know, if you're in a relationship and the person is always looking at pats on the back, you know, you need to really look at yourself. That's not what you know, it's all about. If a person can't be kind to you day in, day out, show kind gestures, then that's something you need to look at. Because you're setting yourself up for failure. So you're kind of your own, you know, problem. So I say that, I bring this topic because I want people to kind of look a little deeper in their actions. I damn sure is. When I came across these meanings and I kind of heard people talk about, I started putting stuff together, started researching the history and all this. And it just started making sense, logical sense, supportive sense. So that's what this was all about. You know, that's what it is. Now, whew, I enjoyed it. Now, usually in when we talk about these podcast shows that we do in the Uncle Seal Talk Show, we usually get into wrapping it up, but I think today we're going to do something special. I want to talk about Mr. Earl DMX Simmons. Woo! Monster. So, if you don't mind entertaining me, guys, then I'll entertain you, give you a little information. DMX, he was born December 18th, 1970 in Mount Vernon, New York. He died, unfortunately, at the age of 50, 4'9", in White Plains, New York. He's a multi-platinum artist. 8 albums nominated for Grammys in 2001, 2002. He's won the American Music Award for Favorite Hip Hop Artist in 2000. And he was nominated also for American Music Award in 2000. Also, along with his awards and just, oh my God, accolades, he was nominated for the MTV Music Awards in 1999, 2000, 2001, 2002, 2006. The movies he starred in that I personally, my favorites was Belly, Romeo Must Die, Exit Wounds, Cradle to the Grave, and there's many more. He had a total of 18 movies he put work in, people. Now, again, I must salute DMX. I mean, great talent, awesome. I mean, this man had his demons, this man had his challenges, but he knew God. Yeah. Now, I hear different people saying, I even caught somebody saying, okay, you know, he had his demons. You know, how can he know God if he kept, you know, I guess, partaking with the demons? We do not know. And that goes back to that judgment, BS, you know, people want to judge another person, you know, throw rocks at glass houses and shit. People don't understand the challenges that someone goes through. That does not mean that the heart is not spiritual of God, or however, that's their own personal challenges. What he's brought to the world is his talent, but he's always tried to put God with it. So he was the perfect blend of, you know, I know what's in the streets, I know the evil, but in order to understand the evil, I need to have God. Now, the tug of war, unfortunately, he succumbed to his injuries and his death through the heart attack and drug overdose, you know, and we love him. I mean, straight up. I mean, there's a lot of people going through things, people. There's a lot of people who's met challenges, you know, and we have to understand that, not pass judgment on no damn body, nobody, because you never know who that person that you're talking to that you can influence and help and save their life, or maybe just a piece of information, a piece of your kindness, give them inspiration to want to do better for themselves, to inspire. As I leave you some final words and words of encouragement, this is my final words as I reflect on this. Whatever you do in life, embrace your greatness. Whatever you do, embrace the time that you have, because tomorrow's not promised to you. Never apologize for what you want to be and what you want to do and your vision, your goals, your inspirations. Never let nobody dim your light. This is your light. It's your time to shine. It doesn't matter. It ain't too old. It ain't too young. Just take the time. See the vision. Go for it. Because if you don't go for it and see the vision and know your light, you'll always live in darkness. This is the Uncle Seal Talk Show and Uncle Seal Live with yours truly, Mr. Nas. Salute. Love you all. Peace.
Lord, this is your house. I thank you, Lord, for a dream that came true to light. And I ask you to bless everybody in this room tonight. I don't always do the right thing, and I ask you to forgive me, because I need you here with me. Without you in my life, it's empty. I think back how some people did me like violence was the remedy. And because I think of that now, I pray for my enemy. Not because of what I'll do, but because they don't know. There's something better after here, but everybody won't go. So I ask you to forgive them, and we'll hope they see. And I thank you for the love that they've given to me. I will not abuse it, nor will I lead them astray. You see, I love them like children that I see every day. And I pray, no, we pray together. Get us through the bad weather, and we love you forever. Let your thought and my heart go hand in hand. I first thought, but to start, but I stand a man. And for as long as I can, as long as you permit, please give me, please give the strength I need to live. I need to live. Bear with, bear with, bear with. Amen. Amen. Amen.
X gon' give it to ya. Wait for you to get it on your own. X gon' deliver to ya. Knock, knock, open up the door, it's real. If it's not stop, my problem's staying still. Go hard, getting busy with it. But I got such a good heart that I make the mother wonder if you get it. Damn right, can I do it again? Yeah, I am like, I got the strength.